Welcome to the Voices for Biodiversity podcast. Today's episode features Morgane Witryall and her discussion on food as medicine. The episode was recorded on January 17th, 2020.
Hi, my name is Morgane Witryall. I'm the founder of Native Roots School of Ancestral Folk and Herbal Medicine based in Taos, New Mexico. We have a team of about 10 different teachers that teaches a folk farm and forest youth camp, as well as a four-month program with adult students and several other ongoing classes throughout the year. I think that what our school offers for students is a connection to land-based spirituality, and especially creating a relationship with the land through learning medicinal plants and learning about how different plants grow in certain ways and what is the culture in connection with those plants and the land that the plants grows on. So for example, we have a teacher, Emilio Bayon. He teaches permaculture, farming in a sustainable way, drought-resistant crops, but he also teaches about how we have to connect with the earth and the soil and talk to the plants and plant things that are not only native to the land but also nutritional for us so that we could feed ourselves. We have another teacher that teaches, Henrietta Gomez. She's from Taos Pueblo, and she teaches about food as medicine. She also teaches the kids in our folk form and forest camp about using the micaceous clay from the earth to create art. So in one way, I think when you start to respect the land that you're living on and that you walk on, you start to want to take care of it, because you have a relationship with it. When you start to learn that the plants that are growing on the land are useful as food and as medicine, then you want to go into the mountains and harvest those so that you can take care of your community and your friends and your family, even your animals, right? And naturally, our animals will go outside and maybe eat something because they know it's medicine or they know it's food and they need it. Even when we when we watch our animals go and purge in the spring, that's medicinal for them, right? So when you know what's right in your backyard or in the mountains outside your town, then you don't have to pay for medicine. You can go and take care of it. And in return, we want to take care of that medicine that we rely on because it takes care of us. That being said, we practice regenerative harvesting and sustainable modalities of growing and harvesting plants. So if we take our students into the mountains, we do this for adults and for kids, we take them into the mountains and we talk about, how do you save a seed? How do you spread a seed? So maybe if you harvest a root, you're gonna wanna take the seeds and spread them around the stand so that the stand grows and expands. Maybe you want to plant the root top back into the ground so that it can grow from the top of the root and also from the tap root. So there's all kinds of ways to take care of plants and take care of the land that we walk on, and we try to teach our students this as well. I think that this contributes to biodiversity because it teaches people not just to take but also to give back and to protect. We have a class in Guatemala, and our class there is in a collaboration with BioItza. It's one of the only Mayan-run natural reserves in all of Guatemala, and this nonprofit takes care of a large portion of rainforest. So we take our students down there and they get to study medicinal plants in the rainforest. I think it's really important to draw relationships from or create collaborations with other communities too, so that you learn what are they doing that works about protecting the land. And for them, it's really important to protect the rainforest. And they share that with the younger generation. They share that with the students that come. How can we prevent people from over-harvesting? How can we prevent people from wanting to cut down too many trees? Here in New Mexico, it's a little different. For example, we might need to thin out some trees to prevent forest fires. So we learn about all these differences in different climates, and we get to connect to different cultures and figure out what's working for both of both of us and how we take care of land, how we protect land, and we inspire each other. And it's just great. I think that people that aren't connected to their land are displaced in a certain way because they don't have those roots. So the more you can get out there and walk and get to know the plants and also the animals in your environment, the more empowered you're going to be.